Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Delaware Symphony Orchestra kicks off its 2019-2020 season of concerts in Wilmington next month. And in this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele chats with Delaware Symphony Orchestra Executive Director Alan Jordan, who offers a preview of the season, which he says will feature performances covering a variety of periods and composers.
All right, Alan, big news. The Delaware Symphony Orchestra will be starting its new concert season in September. Tell me all about it.
Well, it's our 114th season. I'm not sure what the anniversary present is for that. And it is the 17th anniversary for David Amato as music director.
Wow.
So it's an exciting time for us. We have recently announced our Wilmington-based activities. We have a five-concert classic series, all at the Copeland Hall and the Grand Opera House, and then a four-concert chamber series over at the Gold Ballroom of the Hotel DuPont. The classic series is full orchestra performances beginning in September. We're going to open the season by awarding our annual Alfred I. DuPont Award for a living composer, and Missy Mazzoli will be coming. Missy is New York City-based, but I think her latest project is she's writing an opera for the Metropolitan Opera. So she's a fantastic composer, and we're going to open the season with her work called Symphonia for Orbiting Spheres. Then we bring Tessa Lark, the wonderful young violinist, out to perform the violin concerto by Samuel Barber, our neighbor from Westchester. And then we close that program with the Dvorak Symphony No. 8. In November, we're doing a program of Ravel, Beethoven and Nielsen, the Beethoven Third Piano Concerto with the wonderful young pianist Michael Brown, and Eric Nielsen's Symphony No. 5. January is opens with Borodin's Overture to Prince Igor. Then we're going to perform the Elgar Cello Concerto with Camille Thomas, who comes over from Paris to perform for us. And we close that program with Rachmaninoff's First Symphony. In March, yet another young soloist, Anthony McGill, principal clarinet of the New York Philharmonic and also a member of the ensemble that performed at Mr. Obama's first inauguration a while back. We're going to close that program with Holst's Planets, and Anthony's going to perform Mozart's clarinet concerto. Finally, in May, we close the season as appropriate, because next year is going to be a celebration of Beethoven's 250th birthday, so we will be performing the Symphony No. 9, the Choral Symphony, with the University of Delaware Symphonic Choir.
All right, we're talking to Alan Jordan, the Executive Director of the Delaware Symphony Orchestra, the DSO, pleased to announce its 2019-2020 season, beginning on September 27th at 7:30 at the Grand in Wilmington. The opening concert is what I'm most excited about. What's the opening concert?
So Missy Mazzoli is going to be here to receive the Alfred I. DuPont Award for a living American composer. And we're going to open the concert with her work, Symphonia. Then Tessa Lark, who's this wonderful MacArthur Foundation Award-winning violinist, will perform Samuel Barber's violin concerto. And then the second half will be Dvorak's wonderful Symphony No. 8. It's just a happy, ebullient symphony, and we're looking forward to opening the season with that.
Now, Dan messaged me and said the opening concert is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, you know what? That was the title that David gave it. I think having to do with the Dvorak and the Barber also having some folk sound to it. I'm sorry if you were thinking Queen was going to be there.
I really was. See, now I'm let down. No, I'm just kidding. This is all still so exciting. Talk to me, if you will. How is it decided on each and every year, Alan, who will be performing and what the season will shape up to look like at the Delaware Symphony every season?
Wow. Well, you know, one of the things that we do is we look towards anniversaries of composers or performances of works, premieres, things like that. And so we knew that Beethoven's 250th was coming up. Now, that's happening as we're actually doing a survey of all the major Beethoven works. But so we decided that we were definitely going to have the Ninth Symphony next season. I think we look at a combination of soloists that are on our list, our wish list. We have a very long wish list of soloists. And so we start with soloists and work on that repertoire, and then add the major work on the concert, the symphony in most cases. And it really it's a number of factors. I mean, we want to offer variety. I mean, we only do five programs, so it's kind of difficult to get everything in. But you want to have a variety of periods, you know, classical, romantic, contemporary. You want to have a variety of nationalities represented. You know, you could easily do a whole season of German music, but you want to have some French music. You want to have some British music. You certainly want to feature some American music and Russian music. So it's like putting a puzzle together, I think. You have a whole bunch of different pieces, and you just need to see how they fit, and you see how they fit together, too. How, you know, a concerto would work well or not so well with a certain symphony. There's a little bit of art to it. There's a little bit of just, you know, what you want to hear and what you want to present. And there's also the combination of offering really familiar works and some that maybe are less familiar with the audience, because I think our audiences really do appreciate being exposed to stuff that they haven't heard before.
Yeah, and you must have great audiences. I mean, the Delaware Symphony Orchestra, you started off this conversation by saying this is the 114th season. So the audience must be great for the DSO.
It is. It is. I don't think we have many from the original year anymore, but it's an audience that really sticks with us. I mean, we have five busloads of people that come from the senior communities in the area, Stonegate, Kendall, those places. But then we also have young families coming. And I do think that the audience really kind of feeds off of seeing the multi-generations. And it's a great progression. I mean, I think one of the reasons that our audiences are growing is that our fans who have been with us, you know, since their 50s, are now still with us in their 80s and 90s. And at the same time, we've got younger people, couples and families coming in who will start their progression.
Where can we get more information about the new season, again, which kicks off on September 27th? So people have plenty of time to get information, plenty of time to purchase their tickets. If they want to read up on all the shows you've just told us about, all the performances, where can they do that?
But everything is listed on our website. That's at www.DelawareSymphony.org, spelled all out in lowercase letters.
Thanks to Delaware Symphony Orchestra Executive Director Alan Jordan and our Kelly Steele for joining us on this week's Arts Playlist. And stay with us. We wrap up the green with Enlighten Me and a closer look at the newly formed Wilmington Alliance and how it intends to pursue developing and revitalizing the state's largest city. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.